Blog Talk Radio.
It's time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The G. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Juice Radio Show with Boss Lady. Naughty, Willie Will, Indy, and J Money. Get ready for The Jeeves Radio Show. The Jeeves Radio Show. The Jeeves Radio Show. The Jeeves.
You didn't know what you just signed
up
for.
Oh, man.
See, just, you don't know what you just triggered.
Okay. This is what I mean by what I be dealing with.
Okay.
No, this is
okay.
What I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. I cannot be earning a larger income.
I can't make more money than you.
I can't make more money than you.
Okay.
It's either equal or you
make
more.
$70 and I'm making more money than you.
I don't mind making more money than him, but it can't be like a drastic amount. Like, it can't be like, I'm making thousands and he making like minimum wage.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's never going to be that.
Yeah.
He has to work. He has to be at work about 75% of the week. So I know he ain't out here cheating. Because that's not going
to
happen over here.
Because
if you're working, you're more focused on making money, getting more better things accomplished.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, you're going to be doing better things for yourself.
Right. That's true.
But if you're out here cheating, well, then you ain't mine anyway. So,
that's
like,
good.
Right. Or we could play this game. So,
Willie Will, man, what are you looking for in that home life, that work life, that all that life?
See, with these, you just waiting on me to give a bad answer.
For real, let's go.
Like, I'm like, she got to bring something to the table. Like, she don't, like, I don't.
Oh, more than looks.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not about looks. It's not all about looks.
Okay, well, y'all can't just double up and say,
all.
I
said because there's
right.
Sometimes some of y'all, some dudes be desperate, be like, you know, I'm good if she's just okay looking. Like, they just be cool with that. She could be completely trash and y'all be fine.
That's
so
not what
you can't
about.
Just be like, like, don't be too quick to hop on it, because I've met some fellows like that.
Like, I want somebody that's going to help me grow as a person. That's like,
amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double M, what do you think? Like, what that work life, that mama life, that daddy life, everybody life gotta be like, you know, with parents.
Mama and daddy, hold up.
Okay.
Yeah, that counts.
No, that counts. You gotta think about that because.
Oh, hold up. It was clicking with something else.
This
I was thinking, you talking about becoming a mama?
No. What I mean, like,
this is what
people, and I'm gonna get to your answer, but this is what I want you guys to think about in relationships at the same time. Like, once you date, or even become married to that person, you marry their family.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So, like, you gotta look behind that, just who he is, who she is.
Like,
you know, you dating they mom and daddy and they belief system. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, what they gotta be like, Double N?
Okay, for one thing, he has to be family oriented, most definitely.
Okay.
I have a huge family.
Okay, you got a huge family?
And, I mean, of course, I'm gonna respect his family as long as he respects mine.
Right.
And I'm always going to respect my elders.
Right.
I'm always going to respect my elders.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I do marry and everything, and we do establish that bond between stepmother and, mother-in-law.
Yeah. Get to that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mother-in-law. I mean, I just want to be able to make that bond to be able to, like, have a second mother and everything. I don't want to have, like, a negative relationship when, I mean, I'm dating your son and everything.
Yeah.
I want to be able to be on great terms and everything.
Yeah,
so.
But my thing is, what if this dude, he never met his mom and dad, you know, he came from a struggling little life, you know what I'm saying? Or the girl, she came from a struggle life, you know what I'm saying? And it was totally different. Like, what are you searching for in that? Like, they family values. Like, how can you?
I mean, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Because anyway, but yeah, I can understand.
This is something you can deal with, huh?
Yeah, I can deal with that because, okay. I mean, not everybody's blessed to have a family that loves them and treasures them like any other. But, of course, if they don't have a family, then I'm your family.
Yeah.
My family's your family.
Yeah. They come into that to that point.
Okay. Well, if you're going to be psychotic, because you know some of them kids will be crazy.
Crazy.
Damn.
Crazy.
Ain't
here.
No chances over
here. Crazy.
Nah.
Well, no, because some of them kids, they just be kind of lost. And they start going through, like, emotions.
Right.
They start acting out. I don't have time to be your savior and everything. Like, go to the church for all that. Like, I can't do that.
But being a part of that relationship, y'all got to kind of talk things out. Like, it's not saying you're going to be the savior, but you're going to be the counselor, though. You know
that's what the whole talking stage is for.
True.
Find out, like, what their true intentions are and everything. Like, if I find out they're crazy and it's not, if they're not going to change their ways, then, no, you got to go. Hit the road.
Yo, check this out, everybody. Yo, you're listening to the Juice Radio Show right now. And, of course, man, you can call us at 646-716-5525. Of course, we're looking for those that had the wisdom that have been in relationships to always chime in and give us something. But also, if you are kind of dating yourself, man, make sure you hit us up, all right? So we got more topics on dating here in just a moment, but we got some music for you right now. Willie Will, what we got, bro?
We got some Lost Ones by J. Cole. It's a relationship song. And, Maya, no, this is my song right here. I'm gonna put me in my feelings. Might put y'all in y'all feelings too. But.
We got our amazing guest coming up next also,
amazing.
Alicia Reese. She's doing some amazing things in the community, man. So y'all keep it locked right here, all right?
Right.
Willie Will.
We'll be back.
That's going there. Yeah, I got to charge it.
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Yeah. Baby girl, I can't imagine what it's like for you. I got you pregnant, now inside there is a life in you. I know you wonder if this is gonna make me think about wife and you. Like if you had my first child, would I spend my whole life with you? Now I ain't trying to pick a fight with you, I'm trying to talk. Now I ain't trying to spend a night with you, I'm kind of lost, see? I've been giving it some thought lately, and frankly, I'm feeling like we ain't ready in this. Hold up now, let me finish. Think about it, baby, me and you, we still kids ourselves. How we gonna raise a kid by herself, handle biz by herself? Barely over 20, where the hell we gonna live? Where am I gonna get that money? I refuse to bring my boy and my girl in this world when I ain't got to give them. And I'm not with the niggas who be knocking girls up and skate out. Girl, you gotta think about how the options wait out. What's the way out? And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. I cry sometimes about it. And girl, I know it hurt, but this world was perfect, and we can make it work, but I doubt it. And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes about it. And girl, I know it hurt, but this world was perfect, and we can make it work.
You got the nerve
to come up to me talking about abortion. It's my body, so don't think you finna force. See, I knew that this is how you act. So typical. Said you love me, oh, but now you flipping like reciprocals. It figures though, I should have known that you was just another. No different from them other. To be claiming that they love you just to get up in them draw. Knowing all the right things to say, I let you hit it raw, mother. Now I'm pregnant, you don't want to get involved, mother. Trying to take away your life. Is you God, motherfucker? I don't think so. This a new life up in my stomach, regardless if I'm your wife. This new life here, I'm a lover. I ain't budging, I just do this by my mother. See, my mama raised me without no mother help from a man. But I still don't understand how you can say that. Did you forget all those conversations that we had way back about your father? And you told me that you hate that. Tell me he a coward and you so glad that you ain't that. Cause he left your mama when she had you and he ain't. And here you go doing the same. You ain't. And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. I cry sometimes about it. Boy, it hurts, and ain't nobody perfect, so we can make it work, got it. And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes about it. And boy, it hurts, and ain't nobody perfect, so we can make it work, got it.
Everything happens for a reason, and people change like the seasons. They grow apart, you want
wanted him to show his heart and say he loved her. He spoke the magic words, and on the same day, he did not see wide open. She put a ring upon his finger if she could, but he loved her because of good. But there ain't a wife, though. Uh-oh, she's telling him she missed a period like typo. He panicking, froze up like a mannequin. A light grows inside, and now he asking, is it even mine? What if this ain't even pregnant, dog? Could she be lying? And she be crying because he acting distant. Like ever since I told you this, you acting different. And all this saying, man, these hoes be trapping. Playing with emotions like they some action figures. Swear they get pregnant for collateral. It's like extortion. Man, if that's really pregnant, tell her get an abortion. But what about your seed? What about your seed? What about your seed? Just what about your seed? And I ain't too proud to tell you that I cry sometimes. I cry sometimes about it.
We back. Oh, yeah. A little singing going on. This is the Juice Radio show right here.
I was just talking about relationships. Oh,
my,
really listen to the lyrics. I don't know if y'all did. She wasn't feeling it because all she listened to is reggae. So.
Oh, who? Indy, you listen to reggae?
I listen to reggae.
That's what your stuff is. Yeah, we're going to listen to that song. There you go.
I know your sister must be annoyed. She listens to it too. Oh, she do?
Who is your favorite reggae artist?
Who is going to be good?
Kevin Little?
Yeah.
All right, so we back on the topic of relationships, and you know, the Juice Crew, man, this is a great crew, and I tell you, they are very
it wasn't off.
It ain't really Will,
it wasn't off. Don't come for me.
Get your life together.
It wasn't
supposed
off.
To be on your team.
It wasn't even off.
You unplugged it here? No,
you got to get like thick of it because she be speaking powerful into the mic.
Oh man, she is good. But
what y'all trying to say?
So let's talk more on
speak powerful into the mic. That's what I was trying to say.
Let's talk more on relationships and you know, the things that you guys see in relationships and what's going on. How young is too young to be in a relationship?
Before y'all get into that, we gotta hit this caller.
918-861,
you're on the air. Hello. My name is Wanda. Hello, my name is Wanda, and I'm asking, what do a teenage girl pray want for a good boyfriend?
What do I want as a good
teenage girlfriend?
Respectable.
Can you answer that? Respectable?
Lean, mean, string bean.
No, it's not all about looks. It's not all about looks.
30%.
A good mentality. Gotta love your mom.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
He has to love his mom. If he loves his mom, then he'll love me.
Okay. Ladies,
just a big heart, man.
Yeah. Indy, what do you think? What do you guys want in a guy?
He has to have a job. It's not eating in my house.
So no top ramen.
Oh no!
No top
it's
ramen.
It's all salmon over here. salmon, potato.
So that's what they want. And who is this?
Wendell,
man. Hey, thanks for calling in.
My Wendell.
It's that guy Wendell right there.
That man.
So Wendell, are you single? Are you dating? What are you at right now? What's your status?
I'm single.
That means you hit that man up. That means you hit him up. Two times.
Yo.
That strong mentality.
So Wendell, tell me this. What are you looking for? What are you looking for in a woman? What are you looking for in a woman, Wendell?
Who will like me
for who I am?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, that's a real woman to love you for who you are. Embrace yourself. We learned that. Embrace yourself.
Yeah, that's real talk right there.
Wendell, you are the man, man. Yeah, you are a citizen of the Juice Radio Show, man.
Juice.
So we appreciate you for
Hit
calling
that boy
in, Wendell.
Love. Hit his line.
Yeah.
His line.
Hey, can they find you on Facebook, Wendell?
Yes.
Yeah, let me hit that man with the love.
Where can they find you on Facebook, man? What's your Facebook name to all our listeners out there?
Timothy Dixon.
Okay.
I thought his name was Wendell.
Timothy.
You know, you might need an alias.
You
got to
have
that popular,
AKA.
You know, when you that popular,
you got to have an AKA. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I pronounce whatever I want to pronounce it.
Okay.
Wendell, man, we appreciate you for calling in, man. You all are right. A citizen of the
Hit
Juice
Hit that man,
bar,
Wendell,
man.
Love. All right. Thank you for calling in, Wendell.
So the original question, you know, going back to the original question.
Hold up. We got another caller.
Oh, man. Okay. We are just on fire tonight.
Yeah. 918-407, you on the air.
Is my Do girls like playing?
Do girls like playing? Can you define what you mean by playing? Because, like,
Bottle.
You said water bottle. He breaking up.
I can't really.
Oh, so what are you saying? Like, playing, like, board games or just on the phone? Oh, what do you mean?
You got any games on your phone?
Oh, my gosh.
You got any games? Tell you your Subway Surfers.
So let me ask that question then. So, ladies, do you mind spending time playing games with guys, like board games? Is that too, like, corny?
No.
That is good.
No. But I'm going to get mad, so
Monopoly
I don't think I'll
classic.
Like doing that.
No.
Exactly. Because Monopoly, that's some real stuff
Monopoly.
Right there.
Yeah.
Monopoly, that's some real stuff.
That game lasts forever. Like, it will take half your life.
Not when you're good.
But I'm still taking all your money.
Yeah.
No.
I'm the new bank. I'm the bank.
I'll be broke in the beginning, but guess believe I'm going to have all the funds at the end.
I'm the only one that stay in prison.
Get out of jail, just sitting around there, watching everybody pass you by. Like, hey,
I hit jail like one time and I come see. That's what happened.
You bail me out?
You be like, give me that
$50.
Let me come on. 50, come on. Just one blue. Let me get the 50.
You just made it my pass.
Yeah,
you got $50.
See, I don't like bailing people out of jail on Monopoly because I bail them out of jail, then they hit free parking and forget about me. They had like $2,000 from my money. I would end up getting fined for.
Right.
And I'd be like, can I get my $50 back? Nah, that was a kindness.
Nope.
You don't need your 50. And I was
right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. I see how it is.
That's how you do.
And where you
wait till you land on Boardwalk.
And
right there. I'll be right there.
And what's your name? Who's the caller? What's your name? All right.
Mike.
All right, man. Well, Mike, we appreciate you for calling in. You are a citizen.
Hey,
and a
Mike, is he single too? Is he single? Yeah. Let me hit that boy Mike up too.
Okay.
Mike, where can they find you on Facebook, bro?
ML, that means you better.
Get better.
Y'all can like.
Alright.
Okay.
Yeah, let me hit that man up.
Yeah. Hey. Mike, we appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you.
Alright, I guess they volunteered MM on Mike. So, you know, do your thing, girl. Do your thing.
Yeah, man. So tell me a little bit more about, you know, the subject that we talked about beforehand. Like, do you guys remember the question? Question that we had earlier?
No.
All right. So answer this question. As far as dating, how young is too young to date?
If you're 1 year younger than me, it's enough.
I don't think that was the question.
But
it don't matter.
That's not the question. That's not the answer we're looking for.
Well,
the question.
Well, is middle school too young to date?
Yeah.
Like to have a boyfriend, girlfriend? I'm talking about overall,
in middle school,
like kids that are out there living their life today. Like, is it too young? Would you tell a kid that's in middle school, like, you too young to be dating right now?
Yeah.
Like, to be, you know.
I mean,
I would say eighth grade is when that can start.
Eighth grade? Okay. What do you think?
Yeah,
eighth grade when you build the relationship. There we go.
Okay.
That's the talking stage.
Because sixth or seventh grade, that's when them hormones decide to pop up and you be like, oh, I want a girlfriend.
Yeah.
We about to be.
Yeah.
So that's why I say you should just stay away from it.
So y'all say eighth grade is?
Eighth grade, you kind of mature enough to.
But you need to date other eighth graders.
Yeah, don't be trying to.
Yeah.
High schoolers?
Exactly.
You're not in the same school. They know. They going to play you.
I got a high school girlfriend.
They going to play you.
Make up some. She go to Edison. I'm about to be at Edison.
Oh, my God.
Everybody believe it, too.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend in high school, man.
No, what y'all doing?
No, you don't, man.
Yeah,
you just opened the door for her Quick Trip. That's all you did, man. You ain't dating her. Nah, man, but so let me ask you this. Is if you guys are in high school, and I'm sure you guys have seen this, I don't know, but is being in high school and dating somebody in college, is like, I'm talking about like sophomore, junior year in college, is that too far?
I know a couple.
It depends. Actually, it depends. No. Like, it depends
is that too far?
What type of person they are.
No.
No, it's not too far.
No, because I'm dating someone.
In college?
Yeah.
Okay, what year is this man in?
Sophomore.
He's a junior.
Junior? Okay.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to, like, I didn't mean to just point your relationship right out.
That's 3 years old. That's
you know
a man.
I mean?
That's 3 years.
Yeah.
That's a man.
Yeah. He is, he got two.
We're dating adults now?
Yeah, yeah.
A grown man.
You don't think it's that bad?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think that's terrible. I think that's terrible because I still get scared when, like, 19-year-olds approach. I'm like, ew, I'm a baby. But I be forgetting, like, I'm going to be 18 pretty soon.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I still get a little nervous.
Right, right. You still get a little nervous?
Yeah, I get nervous. I'm like, ew, get away from me. I'm a baby. Like,
yeah.
Get out of my face.
And when, like, even I know this can be pretty weird at times, but, like, older guys in the community, you know, they always just trying to holler, like, hey, girl, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? That can be a little weird. Sometimes.
If y'all ain't never experienced it, I'll let you experience it firsthand in my job. You can come shadow.
You experience it, dude.
You see it?
Really creepy.
Dude, really all you have to do is go to the little Haney's up the street.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Indy heard it the other day.
Indy?
Yeah. She heard it. It was happening right when I was working.
Don't you go to Rogers?
Roasted. Yeah, he knew where I went to school at. I was a little scared. Oh, well, what y'all wooing for?
I told you.
No, you brought it back on purpose. You brought it back on purpose. No, he came in. No, he came in. He comes in all the time. He's always like, you're just the prettiest little girl I've ever seen. And blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, okay. I just I take my compliments. I love compliments. I love them. I take them. But I don't say anything back. And he's just like, how old are you? I'm like, I want to lie sometimes.
Yeah,
like, I'm 16.
Like, yeah.
But I just like, I'm 17.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, too bad. I wish you would have said, like, 20. Like, bye.
It's time for you to go.
That's when it gets really creepy.
And plus, I don't think he rode on a bike all the time. So that was already out of the question.
So like, sir, your grandson said, come here, sir. Your grandson said, come here. So, all yeah, right. that's the thing. All right. Do we got another caller?
Yeah. All right. 918-407. You back on the air.
Hi, my name is Shaman. I want to know how a girl really like me. I want to get dumped the next week.
Ooh.
Wait, can you repeat that?
Say that again.
How a girl really like him. He don't want to get dumped next week. Is that what he said?
What?
Yeah, that's what he said. Wait, hold up. There's a time limit?
He don't
want to
get dumped.
He said,
shoot.
How
do
you know she really likes him without getting dumped the next week?
Oh,
man.
You gotta do your research.
Hey,
research.
Yeah, all girls are different.
Hey, man. Ain't really no definite way. Because one girl, she try to mess with you, and you be like, oh, she mess with me a lot. She like me. And then next girl, oh, she mess with me a lot. Oh, she don't like me. She just.
Yeah.
If it's the popular girl, I say leave her alone. Because she's going to jump to every boy and date them.
Yeah.
It's true.
She's going to be that girl like, ugh, she done dated everybody. Like, ain't nobody going with her. So if that's the popular girl, leave her alone.
And to help him, how do some of the young men move out of that friend zone? Like, how do they get out of the friend zone?
That varies. That's like the Bermuda Triangle, right?
It does.
Yeah.
But like, don't just be reaching out and trying to talk to girls. Like if you can make a little effort, but don't put everything into it. Cause, I mean,
don't come off as creepy.
If she like you, then she'll put in like an effort back. She won't just like let you just get too far away. Like that's your best way of kind of knowing if she trying to talk to you, if you just somebody else she talked to.
And another thing, don't rush it
for real, because that's gonna make you look like
that's gonna push her away.
Get to know her, she'll get to know you.
That's why they call it dating, and then there goes the relationship.
Yeah,
you gotta divide the two.
You
gotta divide the two.
Cause like by the time you go on like an actual date, you supposed to know what she like, what all of that. You supposed to have it all planned out.
Well, not necessarily.
Well,
you could just meet her and then find out what she likes on the date.
Right.
Yeah. True. But you should know the general.
The general information you should know.
Stuff that she likes. You can't go into the date blind, like not knowing nothing, because you could try to talk about something you like and then turn out she don't like it at all.
Right. Good point.
So, yeah, you
good
gotta
point.
Know.
That's why you got Facebook. They got the little extra stuff.
No, no. We know.
Real life.
We ain't stalking
real
people.
Life. This is real life.
So, I mean.
You go let some guy come up to you like, oh, yeah, I was looking at your Facebook and I heard that you like.
No,
you're
going to
be like, what?
I feel famous. Actually, yes, do that.
You see, you do got to do your research nowadays.
Different.
You know what I'm saying?
She'd be like, oh, he's stalking me. And then she'd be like, I'm famous.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I'm famous.
Take me out.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
No, don't take me out. Give me money.
Oh, gosh.
I'm kidding.
Oh, gosh.
No, she's not.
So how do they move past that friend zone? Because that's where a lot of guys, you know, that are in high school right now, they want to get past that little friend zone that y'all are in. Like that, hi, bye. Like what can guys do to do that?
Treat her like she's your best friend.
Treat her
but
like
don't treat her like one of the guys.
Exactly.
That's where you get it messed up.
Yeah.
She comes best friend and you play with her like she's a dude.
Yeah.
That's just over. Like
yeah.
She's going to see you as a brother and your feelings are going to be hurt.
Yeah. So that's what you got to do. You got to treat her with respect. And who is this?
They dropped.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's all good, man. Hey, well, make sure that you give us a call at 646-716-5525, man. To be a part of the Juice Crew here, all right? Yeah, so more on relationships, and so we have more topics on relationships. We're going to actually talk to our guest here in just a moment,
yeah.
So make sure that you guys stay tuned for that. My last question for relationships during this hour right here for all of our listeners, let's get a little deeper. I mean, as far as relationships, some people cross the line because they don't know where they are as far as male and female, like men liking men and women liking women. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
geez.
Those relationships that are in the community, they're here, they're prevalent, you know, and some people they cross the line and they may not know that you may not stand for that, you know, but you have different morals and whole different values about relationship.
Yeah.
Has that ever come across where somebody of the same gender tried to holler at you guys?
Yeah.
How do you guys deal with that whole situation?
You just gotta be upfront with it.
Yeah.
Be upfront?
There's no beating around the bush because they're gonna get the wrong signal.
Exactly.
You gotta be like, look, no.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to lead that person on.
And then
yeah.
they got them
that's
attackers.
The worst thing.
They got the attackers?
Yeah, they're like, when you start, let me turn you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hate those. Oh, gosh. Y'all really just don't understand. I don't know for dudes if it's, like, worse. But girls, it is, like, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of scary, like, because they be so serious.
Oh, wow.
Like, they're so serious.
So
like
they're very aggressive.
Yes.
Hey,
like, they're like,
scary.
I turn you out. Like, please
it
don't.
Like,
I'm good where I am.
Yeah.
I'm good inside right. Like,
I'm
please
okay.
don't.
Exactly.
Like, I wear my clothes on the right side. Please
yeah.
don't.
It don't be like...
Don't flip them now. Don't pop my collar. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So they come on pretty aggressive, you know?
Yeah, it'd be... crazy. Like, it don't be aggressive to, like, you be about to fight, but it'd be aggressive to be like, you be like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like, hold on, man.
It's,
wait,
like, it's like you talk to somebody at a pool party and they start covering up because they feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like
bro,
that feeling. Like, you get that feeling,
like
in 2 seconds.
You feel so dirty, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Everything. You be like, you straight. Not for long. And I'll just be like,
oh, man.
Oh, no.
Boys get deep.
No.
Hey, player. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
stop all that.
Exactly.
Like,
you basketball right now,
dog.
Hey, man.
Go outside and watch the football player or something.
Exactly. Leave me alone.
All right, man. So we got some more music on the way. And, of course, we have our amazing guest, Alicia, coming up here in just a moment.
Alicia.
So we're going to talk about relationships with her and what's going on in her world, and also about her new venture that's going on in life and what's going on in Tulsa in her world. All right. She is a Memorial Charger because, you know, I love Chargers.
Oh, yeah. Charger.
I'm a Charger myself, you
my
know.
Big sister
so.
Went up there. Yeah, my big
so we're going to talk to one of the Memorial Chargers best all right here in just a moment. So we got more music on the way.
From Father right. MC, Maya trying to put us on this. It's that I'll
woke.
Do for you.
He's woke.
Now this is Maya right here. Don't put.
Well, excuse me, let me let you know the time on how I feel and what's on my mind. It's you that I wanna be in my life, and if it's possible, you will be my wife. I'll lead you in the right direction, of course. Never play you out, so there's no loss. I'll be your love daddy, just wait and see that me and you, we were meant to be. Like a queen, cooking clean. Get your bubble bath ready so I can rub you with night cream. And watch how gentle I'll be when I rub your back. And after that, just in a rank cognac. A little romance for the quiet storm. And a lot of loving for the whole night long. I'm gonna caress your body and give you a kiss. And rub you down where you've been missed. Nibble on your navel and kiss your thigh. Play with your hair, cause I'm on a low high. Well, I don't know, it's the way that I am. Introduce me to your mother and I'll say hello, ma'am. Well, I don't know, it's the way I was brought up. Respect my female and never get caught up in another affair. And I believe the same, and if you're trying to be placed, then the doors go open. You know, sweetheart, I told you once, and I don't feel I have to tell you anymore. It's you that I want, and it's you that I'll do for. Since we both know what we want, let's get it together and fly like two birds up a feather. Cause I'ma protect me and look out for my feelings, and that's why I always try to be loyal and gentle, laying less. Serve the females in case I must sleep camp. And if I have to break out, you don't deserve to live the good life and love the black hummingbird. It may be sexy, but it is true. If you try to adore me, then I'ma adore you. But if you treat me right, then I'll treat you with open arms and a rose just to greet you. Love you dearly, respect and care for you, my dear. So how could you ignore the way I feel is real from the start? So I stop playing games and master the art.
Yeah, we back. That's shout out to MM with that Father MC.
Yeah.
She over there nodding like, yeah, you know, I'm woke too. I'm woke.
All right, so we are here with the Juice Radio Show, and man, we have another amazing guest here on the show at the Juice Bar with her. Everybody, let's give a round of applause for Alicia Reeves. Yeah.
Hello.
Man. Yeah, so welcome to the Juice Bar, to the show here tonight, and man, it's an honor to have you here with us. You have done so many amazing things in the community, and I tell you, I'm just pumped that I found you on Facebook, and you are doing so many great things. And I've known Alicia for quite some time. We go to the same church, and yeah, man, so I watched her grow up and do her thing, man, and I'm just so proud of her, and I just had to get her on the show tonight. So, Alicia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're going?
Okay, well, my name's Alicia, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm a normal high school kid, mm-hmm. just trying not to pay for college. That's really expensive, and Too much money.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So how did it feel to get that scholarship, to get that call and like, hey, we want you here?
It was really like shocking because mm-hmm. I only started playing volleyball as a freshman.
Right.
So coming 4 years away, like getting offered money to play for a school, I've always wanted to play college volleyball.
Right, right.
And I'm a small person.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's not really like
yeah.
expected. Like most volleyball girls are like 6 feet tall, and I'm like 5'6".
Yeah.
So I was really blessed to get an offer yeah. in a sport where I'm a little.
Yeah, yeah. How does that feel to knowing that you are playing volleyball and you are going to be against some very tall people? But do you dig? Is that what your strength is, or what?
Well, I mean, I don't really get intimidated by the bigger girls because, like, I mean, they're going to be big. It's a tall person sport. You kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
But it is kind of scary because I played against people that are, like, men's height.
Oh, man.
Men's
yeah,
height.
Like six,
walking
foot.
Up the net, and I'm just like,
yeah. Yeah.
Intimidating.
Yeah, that's dope, man. So tell me a little bit about your past. You know, we talked a little bit off air on Sunday, and we talked about, you know, and I've known just a little bit of story about, you know, where you come from, man. So share a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm actually adopted,
mm-hmm.
and coming from parents that basically chose me,
mm-hmm.
I feel really blessed about that. Because I mean, when you think about it, being adopted, it's like they knew your situation. They wanted mm-hmm. to take you out of that.
Right.
And that means a whole bunch to me.
Yeah.
And like, I'm about to tear up.
Yeah. Oh, no. You family around here, though. You family.
Like, a lot of kids didn't get that chance.
Yeah.
And I feel blessed that me and my brothers and sisters have. And when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't really as grateful for that. I was a bad kid. I used to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to be bad in class. I used to talk back to all the teachers.
Yeah.
I used to be kicked out of class every day.
Yeah.
That's every school.
And then freshman year, it just kind of clicked that, like, being in trouble wasn't what's up.
Yeah.
Because I got tired of going to the office, and they just knew my name. So looking at me like I was just another person walking in.
Yeah.
And I really just decided, like, freshman year that I needed to make my parents proud.
Yeah, so it clicked with you during your freshman year. It's like, okay, I got to straighten things up.
Time to grow up.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And so a lot of people, you know, in our community have to go through kind of situations like that where they are adopted by another family member or they're adopted by somebody that, you know, that just loves them. And some people just pick that up, you know what I mean? And so how were you able to, you know, get past the point to where you may have felt rejected at some point in time and unloved to a point to now it's like, you know, you appreciate the love that was given to you.
I think what really stuck out to me is understanding that my birth mother wanted a better life for me and that God wanted a better life for me, obviously, because he brought them into my life.
Right.
So I've always known that I was adopted, so I grew up understanding the whole process,
mm-hmm.
but I used to be like, dang, my mom didn't want me.
Yeah.
Like, I felt rejected by that.
Yeah.
But coming into a family where there's so much unlimited love was powerful to me and my brothers and sisters, because, like, they never experienced that before.
Mm-hmm.
And me growing up, like, just being loved was amazing.
Yeah. That's good. And I'm glad that you see that. Anybody else have questions for Alicia? I mean, in this realm of where we are, you know, coming from a point to where, it's all good. you family, so it's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
What position do you play?
I am a right side hitter, which is mostly for left-handed people, which is weird because I'm definitely not left-handed. But basically, I'm like the little person, run up to the net and hit the ball all hard.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I'll be tired.
Yeah, because I played in eighth grade.
You played in eighth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we may have to have a little No, I'm just playing.
Oh, my God.
I
mean, my volleyball team won in gym class while y'all sleep on me.
What? You said your volleyball team won in gym class?
Yeah. My team.
Oh.
I was the MVP, though.
Oh, okay.
Every sport.
Okay.
It was all me.
Okay. Right on, man. Right on. Right,
we'll see about his shoot off.
Yeah, we're gonna see in the shoot off. We're gonna have a shoot off here in just a little while.
I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a shoot off here in a little while.
I'm going off a peer skill.
I don't know if y'all know this also, but Alicia, she also plays basketball.
See,
we're
gonna try to play basketball.
You're a guard. I want to play basketball so bad to be a point guard. Like that's why that's just the biggest star on the team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's the point guard right there. Like, yeah. Hey y'all, it's me. I win, you lose.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a little shoot-off here with Willie Will and also Alicia here in just a moment. But we want to talk more about relationships and you know, what's your point of view also. So, Alicia, are you in a relationship, single or dating?
I am single.
Single.
Mom, I'm single. Yeah.
She knows, clear. Why did you choose to? Why are you choosing to be single right now?
I don't really think it's my choice, but I was in a relationship.
Oh, you were. Okay.
That didn't work out.
Okay.
But it's all good.
Well, tell me why didn't it work out? Like why? What happened?
I think it was trust. Trust is a really important thing in a relationship. If you don't have trust, you have nothing.
Yeah. You got rust.
Yeah.
So we didn't really have that trust, and if I can't trust you, I can't even be a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
So that had to get cut off.
So trust is always an issue in relationships. It's just like you have to have, that has to be like the foundational thing within your relationship, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So do you plan on dating soon? You living that college life now. You going, you know, what is it?
Open, but I don't want to be tied down at the moment. I want to have my options open when I go to college.
Okay.
Because I don't want to, like, be stuck on some boy and then miss out on, like, a really good opportunity or a really good friendship with somebody.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to wait till I go to college.
Wait till you go to college?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, we got a caller, so we're gonna hop on this caller. 918-935. You on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. I was very cool. Hi. I was very touched by the young lady's story, very touched. And I have a question for her. As far as relationships go, student-teacher relationship is very important. A great deal of time, you know, with a teacher. And a lot of times, a student may be acting out because they may be going through something that the young ladies were going through. Mm-hmm. And what advice would she give a teacher who is experiencing behaviors from a child?
Yeah, good question.
I think, even though as a child I didn't like it, you have to get in contact with the parent, because a lot of the times the child doesn't know how to express whatever they're feeling, or they don't know how to tell you what's going on. And a lot of times they don't want to talk about it either. So getting in contact with the parent is definitely a smart idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of times when I used to be getting in trouble, my teachers would contact my parents. And I'd be like, dang, another call home. But it really did help, because your parents can straighten you out on the level that your teachers can't.
Mm-hmm.
So contacting the parent, I think, is the best idea.
Okay, so I believe from what I got that you said is sometimes a child may be experiencing things and act out instead of being able to talk it out. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so, I think that that should be kind of encouraging to the teachers, because I know the teachers today are going through a lot. I'm not a teacher, but just hearing the story. And a lot of times, you know, a kid can just be stuck in the corner or the back of the room and just, you know, tossed away as a bad actor and, you know, just an interruption for the whole class. But I think that the teachers listening maybe can benefit from this and actually reach out to that child who's acting out, because maybe they are going through some things, like, you know, like you were, and not declare a bad seed, so to speak.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys were talking about relationships, and I just wanted to throw that in about a student-teacher relationship, because very important to have a good relationship so that there is a good learning environment. And, well, we wanted to call in with that.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate you for calling in and giving that perspective on the teacher-student relationship. And that's something that we don't, you know, really think about too much, because the teacher actually spends a lot more time with the student than maybe some parents, and they tend to be the parent of that child, you know, for quite some time. And they're the ones that's loving on the child, you know? So
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for that perspective. Thank you for that question. Who is this?
Oh my gosh.
Mama Thickum. She's a faithful listener. I love some Mama Thickum. Y'all are a good duo. Thickum Junior and Thickum Senior. I love it.
That is for dudes. That
you
is
can't,
my dude.
You can't say junior. Like, there's no women that are juniors.
No, there's no
really?
Women juniors.
Yeah,
what kind of,
that,
what
yeah.
is that? What is that?
My bad, Mama Thickums. I'm sorry. My fault.
Oh, take my nickname I gave
No, I love it, man. All right, so any more questions? Any other things that you have, ma'am, that you would like to share with Alicia tonight or ask?
Well, listening to her story, she was saying that she asked, but look at her now. Look what she's doing now. She's got a scholarship. She's very appreciative of the gift she was given. She sounds like she's a very, very a wonderful person, and I think other children should be given the opportunity to be who they can become instead of just tossed away because they are acting out for reasons that may be something that's troublesome for them. They just can't talk about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So thank you for calling in, Mama Thickums. We appreciate you. You are always a citizen. You are always welcome and a customer to the Juice Bar. You were just like our family. You really are. Like,
it is my
like
family.
Literally,
that is family.
Like literally family to some of us. Right.
Mama two times.
All right, so we got more music on the way. We got our amazing game coming up next. We got Willie Will versus Alicia. We're going to see who's the best, who's the sharpshooter here. Yeah, she's going to win. She's a sharpshooter, so we're going to see who is up.
Get this man off the top.
We got that music right
I'm
now.
Here.
We got some little Bow Wow back.
Yeah,
basketball.
We got some little Bow Wow. Yeah, you know, got to get in my zone. And here we go.
Telling what I'm gonna do with
with it. When I'm in position, I'ma act a fool with it. I might cross you up and fake one way. Turn around and hit you with the MJ fade away. I'm throwing down passes like Jay Kidd, taking cats to the rack. Get a duck on the mic. T-Mac, when I'm in the plan, I play with that rhyme style. I'm like Darius, cause I can
don't too many players get offers like me. Back and forth, but likely shake the checks off your Nikes. They almost had me in a suit at the draft, cause it looked like a free throw when I be shooting from half. The first step like Iverson, blow past you. Usually nothing but net, but I could go blast too. When I'm in the paint, the defense so shook, they don't know if I'ma put up a slow hook or dish up for no luck. See, my game consists of a whole lot of moves you would think I learned from the Harlem Globetrotters. JD gon' lead us to a ring. Fab and Bow Wow's the only players that make cheerleaders wanna sing. Yeah, put it up. The night MJ scored 63 points when the Lakers won titles back to back. Didn't give nobody no kind of slack. When Vince Carter came, stuck his arm in the rim, everybody went crazy in the whole damn gym. The Kimbe Mutombo standing tall, playing D with desires, basketball thing.
We are back.
We back.
Back live for the five.
Back and we better.
Ooh, I'm coming in strong.
I feel a challenge. They trying to take me off my basketball throne.
He took off his jacket. He took off his jacket and everything.
Yeah. Matter of fact, man.
Yeah. All right. So what we're going to do here.
Stay prepared for these moments.
What we're going to do here, right where Willie Will is, you're going to stand up.
Right where the goat.
Yep. So we got this competition here, and Alicia, you are the very first person
to come and challenge Willie Will.
So let's give a hand for that.
Our second guest, should I say.
You're going to be the first one to beat him. Like, oh, my God.
I'm
2 for 2.
I'm undefeated.
That's
how I am.
Yes.
That's me. I'm undefeated.
So we're going to see who is the sharpshooter of
– God,
the juice.
That's what I am.
The juice.
No.
The juice.
I didn't say stuff.
Radio
show.
Nobody
would be like that, man. All
right. So what we're gonna have? We're gonna have Willie Will stand up first, and I'm gonna commentate everything. So Willie Will standing up first, and he is going to take his first shot here. So he took off his jacket, everybody. So now he's getting all prepared. All right. So Willie Will.
Pants,
Willie Will.
Look, it's not even that serious.
He got his shorts.
Always prepare for these moments.
All
right,
so he's ready.
Somebody tried.
He's always ready to hoop.
I'm sorry, Alicia, if this happened to you, but
it's not official. He ain't got the short shorts on. Most basketball players now wear the short shorts. No, most players now wear short shorts. They wear them way above the knees.
You wear compression shorts under their pants.
And they roll them, too. They roll them, and they're already above the knees, and they roll them.
That's when you actually on the court.
Yeah.
That's,
I thought you was prepared.
I'm not on the court, am I?
This is about the same.
He got his shorts.
This is the Hooper
Casual.
You
good.
Right here.
You good,
I'm
bro. You good.
Hooper Casual. No.
The man cold, you good. Man cold, you good.
Retro ones
brother.
On
you
all
good.
That.
You
good.
Y'all cold.
Yeah.
Switch up so much.
All right, so Willie Will, man, take your first shot right here. And right over there on the table.
I can't even see that.
Come on, Willie Will.
You wear glasses, though, and they're doing you no justice.
So Willie
okay,
we got his shot. Okay, Willie, we're gonna take his first practice shot right here.
Don't
so go ahead,
mama.
Take it.
Don't
he got it. He's dribbling right now. He's dribbling.
If you hit her, it's gonna be a boxing match
don't
next.
Hit snap! Don't hit me, brother.
All right, Willie Will's about to take that shot. He missed.
Look how defeated he looks.
All right, Alicia's shot right now. Willie Will, can you go ahead and get the ball, man? Can you get the ball? Oh, you gonna move a little bit further?
She busted.
No, I mean you can move over there. You can move over where Willie Will was.
She got this half court.
Yeah, so she's taking off her headphones right now, and she's about to take this shot right here. She's getting all prepared. She's getting focused. All right, she's warming up. She went around the world. All right.
And she made it.
Oh,
man.
first
she made
shot.
It.
She made Will. The first shot, and Willie Will, it
it's
just
over.
Left.
Will, I think.
Willie Will just left.
He left before she even made
it.
The shot.
Exactly.
So the champion thus far is Alicia Reese of our basketball. A little basketball girl in here, man. She just switches. So she is our shooter. She is our shooter.
How does it feel?
Well, not technically.
Do
but
we want to do a 2 for 2? Because she can
do
it again.
Two. Let's do a 2 for 2.
Let's do a playback. Let's do a playback.
Yeah, she made that shot.
Okay,
it was
we
pure,
were walking over to get the ball.
It was pure net. So it was pure net, and she made that, and Willie Will kind of just went over.
Mine in the basket.
All right, so Willie Will got a fine in basketball this time. All right, but if you would like to call in, make sure you check us out at 646-716-5525, all right? And also, we'll let you know about what's going on here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so make sure you keep it locked right here to the Juice Radio Show. All right, so Willie Will is going to take his second shot right here. This is a real deal now. All right, I may have said practice shot like on accident or something, but this is a real deal, Willie Will, all right?
All right,
he took off his,
glasses off. Don't all right, choke. They are good.
Glasses.
Don't choke. No pressure. All right, y'all. No let him focus. Let him focus. Right. All right, he's focusing.
Silence.
Focus. Focus. Ooh, he's laying right.
Oh, he made it. He made it. He made a shot.
Let's
oh,
not.
Oh, he did a LeBron. He did the LeBron. He did a LeBron. All right. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, Kyle said that was for me. You can keep it.
All right, give us some space. Give us some space. Give us some space.
Ooh, she takes around the box.
Let's go.
Oh!
So they're tied.
We gotta go. We
they're
gotta
tied.
Go one more round.
One more round.
One more round, everybody.
Oh, man, two or three.
All right, Willie, we'll go ahead and get her ball too, man. Get her ball too. So this is the last round right here. If it's gonna be tied, we're gonna see who is who is the net champion here of the Juice Radio Show. All right. All right, so Willie Will is up first. Willie Will.
He dribbles. Fake dribbles.
He dribbles.
He looks
getting
like
a little bit of the dust off from the trash can.
Yeah, exactly.
get all that.
Dribble. Okay, here we go, y'all.
Okay, don't look at me. Don't look
dribble.
At her.
He's focusing.
Look at the basket, bro.
He's still talking. Focused. Don't
shoot.
Oh,
he missed.
He airballed.
He misses. Airballed. I bet he does that on the court, y'all.
Okay, so this is the last shot.
Right,
Alicia,
she's focused. Round the back.
Round
the
world.
Back.
Round the world.
Okay, let's see.
Here we go. Oh! She airballed too, everybody.
What is y'all doing?
It's tied, everybody. It's tied. So there is no champion of the Juice Radio Show.
Y'all going?
Y'all.
I think I won.
Yeah, I mean it was a tie. He got a shot. She got a shot. So it's
tied.
So next time, Alicia, as you come back
after the show, we gonna get it. It's gonna go down.
As you come back next time, Alicia, definitely.
It's happening after the show.
We gonna settle that.
It's happening after the show. I wasn't prepared. I'm coming with my LeBron jersey next.
We gonna leave it on a cliffhanger for y'all.
Absolutely.
Y'all gonna leave it on a cliffhanger, but I'm.
So everybody, let's thank Alicia for coming to the Juice
Shout
Radio Show
Alicia.
And shooting lights out. We appreciate you.
I don't know about
you.
Lights out.
And Willie Will
half
got
the
lights
is
out.
Off. Half the lights is off.
Half
of
them. Okay,
half
yep,
of them
yep,
off.
Yep.
I see them all on.
Yeah. Catch us in 2 on 2. We turn y'all up.
They don't see that though.
So
yeah, they don't see it. So we letting them know that the lights is off.
I'm letting them know the lights are on and that he.
And I'm letting you know you need to stay over there because you didn't shoot it into the trash can.
Oh yeah.
I bet y'all would have made it.
All right, so we got some more music on the way.
You didn't hit me with it.
We got some more music on the way, and we are definitely just appreciative of you, Alicia. And hopefully you join us on the radio show again. Like,
yeah,
you
come back, Alicia.
She's just right up the street as it is.
I'm comfortable.
Like, you're gonna
are
be...
you right up the street? I'm like...
She's Oklahoma Wesleyan University, isn't it?
In Bartlesville.
Well, now, tell me, what is y'all's mascot? Because we talk about mascots around here. Oklahoma
Wesleyan.
Oh, it's
Wesleyan. An eagle.
It's an eagle, not a grown
here.
Man with a rope. It's not that. It's an eagle.
Not
yeah.
Go eagle.
So from a charger to an eagle, and we are so, she kind of just like, she just caught
on. Oh, my God.
She just caught on. But we're so proud of you, Alicia, and you are always welcome to this radio show. And thank you for sharing your story.
I ain't no insect that can get squashed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, insects be coming back. If you could have said you was...
All right, so we got more music right here, and more. We got Indy joining us right back on the show. So, man, we appreciate you guys for listening.
Hey, you know, shout out to the Eagles. You know, I was a zero Eagle in elementary school. So, you know, I've been flying all my life, just about. All right, we're about to hit you. Since you wanna be an Eagle, I got a song from Space Jam, the best basketball movie of all time.
I would like to say, like Mike is pretty good, too.
Like Mike didn't have that reputation. I mean,
like Mike
didn't even get the same person
good.
in the second. Like, all right, we're not gonna get into that. We're not gonna get into it because I will have a.
Into the future. Time to go slipping into the future. Oh, yeah.
We're back.
And we lit.
We live for the pod.
As always, we are, man. We want to welcome everybody to the Juice Radio Show.
Shout out to Alicia. Shout out to Tyke and everybody.
Yeah,
listeners, Willie Will just tried to put his Mac game down.
Bro,
absolutely. Return of the Mac, man.
Return of the Mac.
Okay.
It's about time.
What you mean it's about time? I don't. You act like I'm just a.
I never seen them in action, honestly.
Yeah, you saw them in action for the first time.
First time.
He's like, hey, let me add you on Snapchat. Like, he's pretty smooth with it, though.
Exactly.
Willie. I was kind of peeping you, like, in the corner of my eye. I was like, okay, Willie, that's how you do it.
He got his Snapchat.
Okay. Go, Willie.
Let's go to 8-Ball.
Let the fellas know. Okay, exactly. Now you come. Wait.
He was just talking about relationships, and he just used everything we share with
him.
Treat
her like a lady.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he used everything. Good job, Willie.
Well, then why didn't you let her win the game?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
That's different. I let her tie it.
You let her tie it? So he wants her to come back.
You caught up and tied it with her.
So she could come back.
No, you tied it. Technically, you tied it. She already had it in her hand. She had it in her hand.
See, and I had to make that because y'all was doubting me.
Right. See,
I had to show y'all I had some skill, but not too much skill to be cocky. You get what I'm saying?
He pulled it out.
You went in the bathroom and washed off the morals. That's what happened.
That thing that you're doing right there.
Yeah.
But I'll admit, I was shook a little bit. A little bit. Because she had that Hooper swag to her. You know, y'all not Hooper, so y'all wouldn't know.
Yes, I am.
You hooped in third grade.
No, I didn't.
I wish you would try.
So don't come here.
I hate when people try to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a basketball player, too. And
right.
You be like, oh, I play defense.
Right,
that's
right.
Not a position.
I did.
Defense is
I
a position.
I was good at defense, okay?
That's a possession.
Oh, yeah, I'm great
but
at defense.
That's
at,
a possession. That's not
I was
a position.
I was an SD.
What's the
shooting guard?
Shooting
there
guard.
You go.
Okay, I had to
there
catch
you go.
Up.
That's
like,
different.
Who was you, like, the one in the middle?
Shooting guard.
You was
like,
the big man.
No, shooting guard. That's like Clay for Golden State.
Mm-mm.
Clay
okay.
Thompson is a shooting
Look,
guard.
I want y'all to know I officially signed a Lakers bandwagon form, so
you
I'm
did.
Now a Lakers fan.
You a
I'm
Lakers
officially
fan?
A Lakers fan now. If you haven't seen their recent players, like I don't know about y'all, but
you did it because there's some lean mean string beans
Let
on
me
there.
Let me see. Let
yeah,
me check.
Swaggy P.
I did.
D'Angelo
so,
Thomas.
So you know
what?
I love Golden State still, but I mean,
Golden State.
I mean,
got,
they
Golden State. Everybody
Curry
looks the
is
same.
Faithfully committed in a good marriage, and I don't want to ruin.
Everybody
that.
Got that little light skin taper on the side, haircut on Golden State. You got some variety on the Lakers.
Yeah, they got some brown skin. I'm gonna switch it up. Switch it up with the pops of gold.
You're probably looking at D'Angelo Russell, huh? Point
guard. I don't know their name yet.
Oh,
well,
you're
going to
find out.
Mm. So, Willie Will, okay, now let's...
I'm
going to
say a Rotterdam Cavs fan.
Let's do this. Let's define our ideal person, all right? So,
yes.
So that
I think
way...
the girls should go first because they have a lot to say, especially Miss Thickums right here.
But at the same time, it's going... Now, let's just go ahead and define it, and then we'll talk more about that a little bit.
I'll let y'all go first because since y'all have barely anything to say, it'll get
no.
over. It'll be done.
Yeah.
No.
It'll get done.
Because if we go first, then you're going to come with a rebuttal to everything I
no,
said.
No, I'm not.
You'd be like,
no, I'm
yeah,
not.
Well, that ain't going to happen. That's not.
No, I'm not. We're defining Mr. or Mrs. Perfect. So.
Right. So Willie
I mean,
Will,
I can't rebuttal that.
I want to hear Willie Will, since he's the only guy, like the teenage guy here. You know, what is your who is your ideal woman? And what would she do? What would y'all talk about? Like, what would you know your ideal woman? Go.
Mm.
Her. Mm.
Okay. All right. My ideal. Okay, I had to check the listeners real quick
okay. For
people trying to talk.
Mm-hmm. Don't procrastinate. Go on.
Okay, so like my ideal woman, like it's somebody I have a connection to in like every aspect. Like I want, like I'm not saying I want to be competing all the time, but I want some friendly competition. Like I have with y'all right here,
yeah,
like Warriors,
yeah.
Cavs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hold up.
Yeah.
Do I sense Willie Will has an eye on somebody in here?
No.
let him.
Well, let's figure that out. I don't know.
Let him describe.
I give one analogy example. See, that's what I like about females. You
man,
say
yeah.
one thing and they think you like.
And they like,
oh,
is he talking about you, girl?
You, girl. No.
Will, look.
Hey.
I remember what you told me in the summertime.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
I got the messages.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not.
All right, guys.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about that.
This is the juice.
That died that summer. That died that summer.
Naughty, this is the juice.
It's 9-3-5 while we playing.
Oh,
okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, thank you. Like, I want to have a connection with her. Like, I don't want her. Not only I want her to be like my woman, but she got to be like my best friend too.
Y'all
like,
tuned.
Yeah.
They're like taking notes. Like, okay.
Yeah, you can take notes from all.
No, these two taking notes.
About
they like.
And what would y'all do? What would y'all do?
Like, the top three things like that I'm gonna need is trust, God, and friendship.
I love that. So that's what you're looking for in your perfect woman. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
she's gonna be African American too.
African American.
No.
That's what you.
Okay. Wait.
See, I'm wait. Sorry. No, I knew she was. You loyal.
Wait. No. I don't have no problem with what he just said.
Okay.
I have no problem with what he just said. But the last time we talked about a relationship and everything, he said that he didn't mind what she was. Anything was fine with for him.
Yeah.
So now he's saying he wants her to be black.
But
she's trying to twist my words around.
No, I'm not.
I know what I said. I
was here.
I said, because y'all was saying, hey, like, I can't, you know, I ain't bringing home no other race other than black. And y'all was saying stuff like that. And then I was like, I don't have a problem with any other races. I wouldn't mind dating a white girl or a Hispanic girl or an Asian girl or anything like that. I'm just saying, if it was my.
If it was his choice, if you, like, your ideal woman.
Preferably. African American.
Okay.
But you didn't say that the last time.
Yes, I did.
But he's.
Yeah,
he's
you
saying,
feel that?
He's,
oh, that's cool.
Andy, tell me your ideal man. Who would he be? He has to have a booty. Okay.
Straight teeth.
Yes. Booty.
Straight teeth.
I got them cheeks.
A nice mouth. You know, you might have straight teeth, but you ain't got
it.
Your teeth could be hanging out,
look,
you know.
I see it.
Hey, they chipped at the bottom.
I see it. I see it.
Yeah.
He sees it.
Okay.
I see it.
Okay.
Let's chill. You mean he,
chill.
We, see.
Chill.
Me, she, he, we.
Wombo, Wumbo, I don't know.
Wumbo, Wumbling.
Wumbo,
look at
that.
Second grade, Will.
All right, what else are you looking for in your guy?
You know, smart, intelligent, someone I can grow with spiritually, mentally, and emotionally.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Somebody
I said that earlier.
Who's empowering.
Yeah.
Somebody who's going to look up for me, you know, take care of me.
I get what you're saying. Like, somebody that's going to bring you up but still keep you in check sometimes if you need to keep in check.
Oh.
Nobody checking.
He ain't running nothing.
See, that's not what I meant. See, I can't mess with y'all because y'all be like.
He ain't running
y'all gonna be like, I wish you would tell me y'all couldn't wear that outside.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
an independent, strong black woman.
No,
I wish you
up.
Would.
Right. Double M, tell me your ideal.
You didn't pay for my shoes. You
whether he
didn't pay
for
it or not. I'm wearing this jacket outside. If you pay for all my clothes, you could choose.
He paid for it or not. I'm still wearing it regardless.
Right.
Exactly.
Double M, who was your ideal?
Magnificent Maya.
He has to be smooth.
Ooh, yes.
That Denzel walk.
She wanna
walk like.
No, you ain't looking for like no little
smooth
slick rip.
No,
nobody else
no,
gonna play with you. You looking for some?
We said smooth, not slick.
You didn't even let me.
He had to be smooth with the words.
I said you're not looking for no slick Rick.
The smooth
for...
ones be the worst ones though. Hold
hey,
up.
There's some.
Hold up.
And
then
they be some. I'm not throwing nobody
on
the bus.
Hey, y'all, let's hear
but
her
at,
out. Let's hear her out.
At our school, it'd be.
They ain't smooth. I'm sorry.
They be suspicious. Let me let you know who I'm talking about. Hey, cousin.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Let me tell you something. And you're kind of seeming a little suspicious,
uh-huh.
Then of course you're not
sketchy.
Smooth in my dictionary.
Yeah.
But when I talk about smooth, I'm talking about cool-headed.
Mm-hmm. Cool under pressure.
Exactly. Good with words.
Uh-huh. He got that good diction, you know.
Like
he won't use the basic words. Like, he won't call you pretty. He won't call you something like gorgeous or
yeah. Yeah.
No,
light,
you gotta go beyond
apple
that.
Of my eye.
Yeah.
Light of my life. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Intelligent and just like freaking laid back, man. Uh-huh. Like, we can go freaking walk, take a walk in the park.
Right.
Just chill, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't have to be all up under each other every single day or anything.
Yeah.
Just,
that's what I said.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not all about the love.
We just cool, man.
Yeah, you cool. You just
exactly.
want somebody
like
that
somebody
you can
I can chill with. Like,
chill with.
Ain't no,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you really well. I hear you. I love that, Double M. Okay. Thickums, two times. Who? What's your idea, man?
I said that.
Really all right, funny. Now. Y'all ready for the best?
Okay.
Right, I already went. Thank you.
Okay, so I definitely agree with y'all too. The girls on.
She didn't even agree. You see how they be treating
okay,
me?
Look,
look.
I'm gonna say I don't agree with you because I'm not a male. I'm not a
Everything
boy.
Everything I said was on.
I'm target. Not a boy, so I mean I'm not gonna see it the
My
same
stuff
way
wasn't
you.
Like.
I understand. I feel you. Now, if I was a dude, I would agree with you. But since you're not, skirt, too bad. So, anyways, he definitely has to make me laugh. If you can make me laugh,
yes.
Like, a good,
oh
like,
gosh,
I could
exactly.
think about it at work and just start laughing. Like, if I can do that, you are
yeah.
definitely in, like, you're
Most
in the
definitely.
Game. Like, you definitely have a great chance. I definitely like people who are into their will, their self-being. Like,
mm-hmm.
you got to be just as cocky as me. You have to love fitness and everything,
yes.
health, eating, all that. We can break
mm-hmm.
that sometimes, you know. I like desserts,
I like
too.
Food.
I don't
yeah.
like McDonald's, but, you know, I like desserts, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that, too. Like, spaghetti, come on, bring it. Like,
exactly.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, so, I mean, y'all got some well-rounded people. It's like... It's not like it's just outlandish. Like, he got to be
Luke
Cage.
Oh, if you
want to
go there.
That's going to be a whole nother chapter.
He has to look like August Alsina or...
She want to leave me string
beam. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have to be tall. You can't be short. I can't look down at you, like, and I'm already little, like...
Yeah.
Know, bye.
She said you gotta have one of them.
She don't want somebody she can pick up.
And see, I'm married, so I have my ideal woman. Like, I love a woman who, you know, my wife is like this. She allows me to get on my grind. Like, she takes care of home. I respect her the same way. You know, anytime she has something
mm-hmm.
that she wants to do, I allow her to grind because, like, we are not building an empire per se, but we are assisting one another to go after our goals and our dreams. So, like, my wife, she loves working with kids, so we own a home daycare, and she allows me to come here, like, to the radio station because I love, you know, I love this, you know what I mean? So she supports me. So a woman that can support her man is, like, that is so attractive. A woman
yeah.
that can just be
yeah.
like, yeah, do what you got to do for us, you know
exactly.
what I mean? And so that's what my wife is. Another one is that I kind of like a woman with a little bit of attitude. Like, I
yeah,
do.
You, I
you know what I'm saying? Like,
spicy.
Yeah.
You
got
to
but yeah, but you got
to
use it.
Fellas, if you're looking for that, find a black girl.
That's
naturally there.
I thought she was about to say her. I was like, no, that ain't no kick. That's getting beat up.
Yeah. and I think that's something that is the
from
best.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not aggressive at all. Like, honestly,
not
I'm not a mean person.
You were just talking about boxing earlier.
No, that was between y'all two, though. Uh-huh. That wasn't with me. Now, if you want to get in the ring, I could definitely set that up. It'll be all
damn.
Fair. I got gloves.
We'll have a
but you
boxing
get
match
down.
Here at the
damn,
juice show or something, man.
Y'all, you will get beat down. Man. I ain't going to go easy now. Contest, no.
No, man, but I love it. So, and
hey,
that's
like,
that. Those, uh huh. Yeah, Willie will.
It got to be a 50-50 relationship,
right.
too, because knowing. Well, I'm not trying to throw y'all under the bus, but I know it's not gonna be no 50-50 with y'all. It's gonna be a little
oh, yeah,
bit.
Right.
It's gonna be a little bit over
I,
with
I
y'all.
I get more percentage.
No,
it's like a
no. It's not like that with me.
Okay.
It's not like
65-35 with
dude,
her, something
okay.
like that.
it's not like
down
that with me.
Because it's actually going to be a 50-50 with me.
I wasn't even looking at you.
So it's probably like, you a 50-50 it's probably going to get 60 for me anyway.
Exactly. I was
looking
at them, too. A
50-50
to
me.
Because I don't really know you well enough to judge
you. You buying groceries, and he giving you the money. But, like, okay, let's say he not giving you money. You got to buy the groceries.
Mm-hmm.
He buys the groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he don't buy the groceries, and you got to pay for all the groceries. What you going to do then?
Yeah.
I want somebody who can just give me the money so we can get the food.
You're going to be the person that's going to be like, oh, well, if I bought it, then I'm the only one eating it.
But at the same time.
You know what? It depends the situation. Now, if it's just groceries for the house, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But if I got certain things marked with R on it, with my name on it,
you gonna be marked.
You better not touch it, or it's going to be a cold day. It's going to be a cold day. A cold, long day.
I wish you would.
No, it'd be stuff like, don't touch my protein shakes. Don't touch my Nature Valley. Exactly. I like it, too. And that's why he better not touch it.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this, all right? So we hinted a little bit on dating inside and outside of your relationship. You know, like, this is a two-part question. One, do you guys get mad when you see other black men dating women outside of the race? Two, would you guys ever date outside of your race? And why do you get upset?
I'm going to let y'all
go
first because I see the way y'all are looking.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Okay. For one, I respect them dating outside the race, but when they want to freaking put down the race that they are
from,
another thing.
That's the problem. Look at your mama.
That's what Kodak did.
Like,
I had to stop messing with Kodak like that after you said that. Because he was like, I'm already black, don't need no black. That's all I was like.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
don't let me catch him outside.
And they'd be like, like some guys be like, oh, why are you with a black girl? You should get with a black, a white woman.
Yeah.
Like, they'll treat you right and everything.
Yeah.
But little do they know, sometimes they want to be us. I'm not saying everyone, but most of them want to be us. So why would you go for second if you can get first right here, firsthand,
the
best thing?
The originals.
The originals.
Yeah.
Willie, what about you, man? Like, how do you feel? Do you ever feel like when you see another black girl with a white guy or any other type of race, do you feel a certain type of way?
I mean, not really. I mean, if you want to date a white girl, then by all means, go ahead. I mean,
you good with that?
I ain't got a problem with it.
Yeah.
You apparently have a connection with this girl, then you do you. I'm happy for you. You happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's how.
So would y'all say that, I mean, love really has no color? Are y'all cool with that? Or it crosses the line when they start to, like, diss black women? Is that
It definitely crosses the line.
Yeah.
That's what we get upset with. Like, it looks like you have no self-love when you do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I already said, I mean, I would date another race, but if it was my choice, I would prefer a black girl.
And plus, sometimes them people just... I don't know. They don't have the same morals.
And,
they be kind of weird.
Yeah.
They be kind of weird. Like,
so what we can collectively say is that, you know, we're not judgmental on who you date, you know what I'm saying, and what race they are, but it's just like once you start to talk sideways about your own people, then it's kind of like, where I think a lot of people...
Like, sir, did you not come from a black woman?
Yeah.
Or you not get a look at my skin?
Your grandmother
not? Are you not darker than me?
Yeah.
The audacity to try it. Ooh, that would make...
I seen one of those earlier.
You did?
Yes. Uh-huh. He there on his wife with the teacher.
Oh, that's crazy.
Not a teacher.
Dang. Those relationships, as you see all the time, like stuff pops up on Facebook and all these other things that go on. And it's just like, man, these relationships are getting crazy out here, man.
So,
I'm gonna hit y'all with
go ahead, please.
Like, cause the way y'all putting it, y'all making it seem like black men just go out to another race before they even try and help. No, I'm not dissing y'all.
I'm trying to think of when did we make it seem like
that? Like, I'm just saying, some people that could have took that the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, less than 30% of black males in America marry outside of their race.
We know that.
Yeah.
Did all the listeners? I don't know if the listeners know that.
It's like I'm only living near that
30%,
though.
86% marry. 80% black men marry black women.
Okay, that's all I was trying to say. While you coming for me, I'm just saying.
I mean, you can leave the house, but you always come back home. So just
yeah, man. So, and that's something that's really important to know, man. So, Willie, I appreciate you for sharing that with us, because we, you know, I want our black women to know that we do appreciate you guys, and that you guys are loved for who you are. And not saying that it's, you know, because some women in Tulsa, especially because it may not be enough men per capita versus women, that some women may see that there are not enough men in Tulsa for them. You know what I'm saying? And then the majority of the men are already in a relationship of some sort. You know what I'm saying?
And I swear it'd be so hard. It'd be hard out here, man.
It'd be hard.
Struggle out here, huh?
It really do. I mean,
here for a pinch, bro.
It really do be hard out here.
It's tough out here, man.
That's funny.
But
what
we,
a fine right. ones we took. The fine,
but like,
fine,
all
right,
fine. Shout out. All right, shout out to Ramal's ideal woman that he got at home waiting on him.
Absolutely.
Shout out to my ideal woman wherever she at. I'm gonna find you one day.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's sitting in the room with you right over there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about all that. You play
well,
a game.
Second option, boom, right there.
You really play a game. All right, all right.
You have the Dodge hat.
She's a bad man for Gemma, y'all. That's what I've been trying to say. She's a bad man for Gemma.
Yes, welcome to the Juice Radio Show right here. Of course, you are here with Willie Will. Of course, Indy Thickums and Double M.
Your boy, Willie Will.
Yes.
Two times.
So, man, it has been a great show, you guys. We've had some amazing guests here today. We've had Ty Key. We've had Alicia. Yeah, man, it's been so much fun, man. So, Willie Will, man, leave us with something, brother.
Yannick. The wisdom from Willie's. That's
the wisdom,
what I'm looking
wisdom
for.
Wisdom from Willie.
Yeah, quote.
Come on.
I mean, just treat her right, and she ain't gonna leave your side.
Oh man, that's deep. That's deep. That's deep. Treat her right, and she ain't gonna leave your side, man. Yeah, that's our boy Willie Will right there. But the wisdom, man, the tips on how to date, and I tell you, he has a lot of insight, man. So it has been a great show. ladies and gents. And of course, you can check us every Thursday right here on the with the Bobby Eaton Music Group. You can check us out. Make sure you listen tomorrow to Bobby Eaton. You can call him at 646-716-5525. I want to give a big shout out to my son, Sean. Wanted me to give him a shout out, so hey,
yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Tyke, shout out to Alicia.
Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna leave y'all. So all right, we out.